Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and feel the relief, the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. And shift happens every morning at Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, and at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. So I have been traveling around the world sharing information with people about how to tune into their intuition based on the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, which is founded by Nassim Haramein. And I've been sharing information about how the universe has this perfect structure that we can tap into and, you know, tap into that for ourselves. And when I realized that this year that my radio shows were going to fall on Christmas Day and also on New Year's Day, I felt very strongly that I wanted to connect with all of you listeners at a different, in a different way than I usually do. So I'm not bringing a guest on like I usually do on this show today. Happy New Year to all of you. What I wanted to do is just clear any energetic, any underlying weaknesses for anyone that happens to be listening in that wants to strengthen their movement going into the new year. And for a lot of us, you know, last night you may have gone out and maybe, you know, had a little bit too much of holiday cheer. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but New Year's Eve hangover is one of the worst hangovers that there is. So I'm just going to energetically shift around that for people, tuning into anyone who is feeling a little hungover at the moment. We can actually clear that energetically so that you're feeling better quick. So what happens is there's a lot of underlying weaknesses to hangovers, and what happens is I find that in my travels, like if I tell someone, oh, well, I've had this result or that result, someone's tumor shrunk, their kidneys are now working, their arm that wasn't working for like 6 years is now working, they're like, oh, yeah, whatever. But if I tell them that, you know, you can energetically tune in and clear a hangover, then I get their attention. The people that don't believe that maybe this is possible, if you experience this for yourself. And really, there's many underlying reasons why the New Year's Eve hangover is one of the worst hangovers. Because when you think about it, you know, a lot of people make a lot of resolutions for the new year. And, oh, well, I'm going to start this new year off really great. And, you know, when you're hugging the porcelain throne or you have a pounding headache, it makes it a little bit difficult to start your new year off on, like, you know, a positive light. And so for those of you who are feeling a little under the weather this way, and even for those of you who don't have a hangover but maybe have an alcohol hangover but have a chocolate hangover, or, you know, like an overeating hangover from all of the holiday season, we can energetically tune in and strengthen everybody to sort of letting go of the toxins in the body and sort of the toxins in the mind and the emotions that come up from that. When people get a hangover, there's so many remedies out there, and some of them work kind of but not really, like hair of the dog. you know, that's when you have another, you know, usually a Bloody Mary works really great, and you'll feel better for a little bit long, you know, you'll feel better for a little while, but then it's kind of like you have to pay the piper. And so for like a lot of people, that energetically comes up on an emotional level, kind of like being punished for going out there and having too good of a time. Or, you know, maybe being out there and not presenting yourself 100%, maybe necessarily the way that you would present yourself sober and more rationally. So we just strengthen that, you know. The underlying weaknesses around that, there's a lot of guilt that people feel that's coming up right now on an energy, like on an emotional level, of kind of losing control or, you know, not being in control of yourself. When, you know, and maybe saying things, doing things. So let's just delete all the accumulations and the associations of the guilt and the shame and the blame and the negative and the mixed and the combined emotions, because quite often what happens, you know, New Year's Eve is kind of one of those nights where there's really, really, really high expectations. Some people really, this year is going to be different and I'm going to be there and at midnight my whole life is going to change. And, you know, if you've had, you know, a few glasses too many by that time, perhaps you're not that clear about what direction you want that change to go in. So we just want to get in touch with that, you know, the stomach. It's the number one underlying weakness for a lot of people, the queasiness in the stomach. And a lot of the digestion of life and digestion and kind of a digestion of the things that you maybe said or did the night before, or the disappointment around the fact that it seemed like, you know, a lot of people put a lot of effort into New Year's Eve being like this special night and, you know, and they have the countdown and everything, but it just kind of falls flat and it feels kind of like champagne that's gone flat. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to the underlying issues around that, about the disappointments in your behavior, other people's behavior, disappointments in the venue and the food coming up, disappointments actually of being overcharged. Many times on New Year's Eve, we pay more for the same services that we would pay for any other day, and that's kind of a crappy way to start off the new year too. So we just strengthen that for everybody and to let go of those emotions that come up. Those underlying emotions of having to suffer or to be punished for having too good of a time or for not having a good enough time is coming up for some people also. So we just, you know, strengthen those emotional reasons why you would have to suffer and let that go. And then move into, you know, when you get in touch with the physical body, the number one weakness for a lot of people is, well, there's several, like it's coming up in different ways, but the queasiness in the stomach and then the tiredness around the eyes and like the lack of sleep. A lot of times, you know, when we're in a place where we have a hangover, we maybe stayed out later than we usually do. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that whatever amount of sleep that you got, that would be the perfect amount of sleep for you right now and that you would be able to handle that. I had a teenager attend one of my seminars and she was brilliant. She decided that if she pressed the snooze button, you know, teenagers love to sleep. If she pressed the snooze button, instead of getting 10 minutes sleep, that she energetically tuned herself into that every 10-minute segment of the snooze was actually an hour. And so that she would feel like she just had an hour sleep instead of 10. And, you know, it works. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, the amount of sleep that you got, the amount of sleep that you didn't get. And then also, like, around the eyes, the oxygen going to the eyes and strengthening that because, the red eyed, the blurriness, a lot of that actually comes up on an energetic level of not really, really wanting to know what it was some people have done the night before, certain arguments, etc. So we just strengthen that for everybody that you could allow yourself to let go of any of that and move forward in a stronger way, sending any oxygen, the oxygen that comes into your body, making sure that it goes exactly where it needs to go in your body. The hydration of your body, we just strengthen that. A lot of experts will tell you that you know, it's because you're dehydrated that you suffer with a hangover. And in actual fact, what happens is there's many underlying reasons, and there isn't any one cure for any specific, you know, like different people will have different reasons why they're feeling, under the weather. And so we just strengthen that, that any oxygen that you take in, that that oxygen is going to go exactly where you need it to go and into the brain. This is Colette Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we're going to take a quick intermission. When we return, we're going to finish clearing up some of this hangover, holiday hangover energy, and move into the new year and strengthening that for everybody listening and make some shift happen.
To The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and today we're clearing energy to make this holiday season even more special than it already is. I'm dedicating this show today to moving, you know, for people who are listening in that would like some energetic clearing to move into the new year with a lot of strength. We were just talking about how for some of us that meant we were out late last night and maybe we're feeling a little under the weather, a little hungover. Hungover from alcohol, hungover from food, hungover from people, from the overwhelm. But I'm focusing right now, I'm just going to finish this up, on energetically clearing anyone who actually has a hangover from imbibing in a little more Christmas cheer maybe than you're used to. Just strengthening that all the oxygen goes to the brain, the required amount of oxygen, that you have 100% infinite potential to clear that. And then if we go to our spines, that is like our central nervous system, our spine, the different components of the spine, we can actually energetically get in tune with what are some of the leading weaknesses and clear some toxins out of our system very quickly and efficiently, rather than doing it the old-fashioned way where we suffer for the entire day or, you know, most of the night, and maybe sometimes even for a couple days. So we just strengthen everybody that, you know, giving up all limiting beliefs around that, any expectations that, you know, it would take a that time is the only thing that will actually cure a hangover. We'll just strengthen everybody to let that go. Going, and if you put some tension into your spine right now, if you're feeling a little bit on the queasy side, just strengthening your digestive system to your respiratory system and then back to your reproductive system. Those three systems are very intimately connected. And so there's just some performance issues coming up there. Also, people that, you know, on thought they were going to go out and have, like, a really great sensual evening also, and maybe it didn't turn out that way, or it did turn out that way. We just strengthen that for everybody around that, the reproductive to the digestive, and then also to the respiratory. And so taking in life fully, like taking, making sure that when you're breathing, that your inhale and your exhale are nice and even, and strengthening that all the way down. And even for those of you right now who are listening and you're not hungover, you know, through alcohol, but you're feeling hungover just in general, or just exhausted or tired from all the extra activity, all the extra food, all the extra, all the extra emotions are coming up, that, you know, that any of those toxins, whether they are on the physical level, and it's coming up like specific alcohols for some people, like, you know, weaknesses to potatoes, vodka is coming up right now, and also weaknesses to whiskey, to the grains. And so it's coming up, the preparation kind of how those drinks are, where they actually come from, and some of the underlying issues around that from ancestors coming in. And so past, present, and future, we want to clear that on an emotional level, and then on a physical level, actually taking those toxins and poisons coming up. It's not really like alcohol is poison if, when you put it into your body, you're strong energetically to it. So we want to let go kind of the people actually would have less of a reaction to some of the soft drinks that are out there, that they would have less of a reaction from having a glass of wine than to some of the soft drinks that are out there. And so we just strengthen that, you know, taking any of the shame or the blame out of it, and, you know, just allowing yourself to, if you're going to put something into your body, being strong to putting it in, and then strong to eliminating anything that's not working for you in that. So, you know, strengthening any nutrients that you did get from your evening out, and then that you would be able to facilitate that 100% infinite potential. And then also deleting down to zero, negative, infinity, any of the toxins, poisons, things in your body, the systems, the elimination system, the lymphatic system, strengthening that back to the circulatory system, and also to the energy systems. So that your circulation, your circulatory system, from your heart all the way down to your arteries, your veins, you know, all of that system, that everything within that system is working 100% efficiently to spin out any of these toxins or poisons. And, you know, you can actually, if some of you have heard of black holes are just vortexes of energy, and we could just strengthen to spin it out to vortexes, you know, of time, dimension, and space, so that it can move out of your body more quickly. And also on in your lymphatic system, strengthening all the systems within that system so that your lymphatic system can handle this 100% efficiently, all structures from of all of those systems, from the top to the bottom, and then back from the bottom to the top. Headaches is coming up. So if you have a real pounding headache right now, put some tension into the base of your spine. If you squeeze your buttocks, and you really put some tension into there, and just for a split second, allow yourself right now just to let that go. When we when we're relaxed at the base of our spine, it has a tendency to create pressure at the in our head. And so we just want to strengthen that, that we can actually move that energy down, push it down through the body, and let it go. So that anyone who's experiencing a headache right now, just feel that right now. Squeeze your buttocks, feel the base of your spine, and allow yourself to energetically just move that through your body more quickly. And what it comes up as, also, you know, if you consider your heart is beating, and, you know, without you having to tell it to beat, your heart is doing its thing effortlessly. And so, you know, your heart has tension, and then it doesn't have tension, and then it has tension, and it doesn't have tension. So we want to strengthen all everyone listening in here that throughout your body, just that you have that perfect tension and that effortlessness, so that your body is always supporting your heart, and then your heart is strong to supporting your body. So we can align every single cell in our body up to that. And, you know, if you think of yourself coming as, you know, the perfect structure of the universe, and that your body is actually 100%, you know, made up of atoms, really, and of cells, and in those cells, we can strengthen every single cell in your body to be in alignment with those systems from the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom, and from the front to the back and the back to the front, left to right and right to left. And then everything coming in from inside of you, from outside of you, and everything from in between. So just strengthening every single cell in the body to be in alignment with moving this energy out of your body, moving any toxins and poisons out of your body, any emotional toxins and poisons, any psychic energy around it, any past, present, and future times that you felt this way. We just strengthen that for everybody to let that go. And just allow it to move very quickly here through the body. And so when we have a tendency to be in a place where we're not really feeling great about ourselves on a physical level or on a non-physical level, we have a tendency to want to relax ourselves. And so many, many people, what the body hears is relax, and the body goes into this relaxation. And especially when, you know, feels really good to lay in bed sometimes after you've had a long night out. And so we just want to strengthen for everybody that if you can do that or you can't do that, that, as I said, the sleep would be the right amount, but that that also before you go to sleep and when you wake up, that you would always have that perfect effortlessness of tension, no tension in your body through every cell, through every organ, through every system, everything working totally and completely efficiently on all levels of influence, and just strengthening that for everybody, that you would be able to let any energy that is weakening you at this moment, the most efficient is through the colon, so we can strengthen that, and then through the bladder, and through, you know, other exit points in the body, and just thinking about pushing that energy down, letting go of the pressure, letting go of the pressure. A lot of the pressure that people are feeling, a lot of the overwhelm, comes from the excitement that's generated by so many people kind of putting so much energy and effort into a given day, and then, you know, setting themselves up for failure for New Year's resolutions, which, you know, many, many people make New Year's resolutions, and it makes it a little bit more difficult to keep your New Year's resolutions when you're feeling under the weather. So that's why I wanted to address this first and foremost and get everybody kind of like in a place where they're feeling some relief from that, and we just strengthen that for everybody so that we can start energetically when we come back from this next intermission, that we would be able to shift everybody into having a great, great new year. I am Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be right back to make some more shifts happen. And, you know, when we're going to be taking a break soon, and when we come back, what I would like to talk about is New Year's resolutions and being able to, you know, discuss whether or not do New Year's resolutions work, don't they work, why don't they work, what is the leading weakness around that. so that everybody can start off the new year in a way that is more conducive to how they want to start it off and move into each day becoming stronger throughout the year. So I'm Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I will be right back, and we will talk about resolutions. We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I've changed the format of my show today. I'm flying solo. Instead of having a guest on, when I realized that I had my show was landing on both Christmas Day and New Year's Day, I really wanted to connect with the listeners in a different way. I'm just energetically tuning into all of you. And doing what I do best is shifting the energy so that we can all kind of move forward in a really strong way. And when, you know, when I get in touch energetically with those of you that are feeling the hangover, there's just one more little weakness there, and that is around the eyes and the tiredness of the eyes. And it's kind of like about wanting to relax yourself out of moving into the future in some ways, like about having to face certain aspects of the future. And so we just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, moving into this new year, really, you know, it's the Gregorian calendar, it's the new year there, but there's all sorts of new years. If you miss out on this one, you could always hop on to the Chinese one or some other, you know, if you're not, you don't want to follow the North American one, and give yourself another chance. So we want to strengthen creative solutions and feeling and intuition and, you know, having a lightness about this. What happens is about 40% of Americans, through statistics, will make a New Year's resolution. And, you know, generally about 8% succeed, you know, over more than a couple of weeks and then into a couple months' time. And so a lot of people feel like from past situations, past failures of keeping New Year's resolutions, that, you know, there's no hope for it. That, you know, the success rate is, you know, accumulates, like, and the failure rate. And in actual fact, you can't have success without failure, and you can't have failure without success. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody. You're not going to rely on past success when you had your, you know, a successful resolution, and you're not going to rely on, or you're not going to allow yourself to be stopped by, you know, any past failures around it. And so for a lot of people, this is really like, it's a day that you can decide to, but every day can be a day that you decide to move forward in your best way possible. And, you know, but I was looking up what a lot of people, you know, in statistics, what the resolutions are about. And, you know, I just wanted to touch on this first and foremost, is that, you know, there's a lot of self-help literature out there that tells us that we can manifest our desires into reality by pouring our energy into positive thinking. And the problem with this approach is that it operates under the assumption that all the desires in our conscious mind are already congruent with the subconscious and the non-conscious mind. And the reality is that to bring the formless into form, our conscious desires have to be aligned with the choices we are making on the subconscious level and beyond. And, you know, if you affirm over and over again that you are strong to manifesting your desires when you're not energetically in alignment with them, it can become very, very extremely frustrating and lead to a lot of unsatisfied desires and unexpressed potential. And so first and foremost, we want to strengthen ourselves to align our subconscious, our non-conscious, and our conscious mind to kind of be in agreement with each other. While you're sleeping, your subconscious mind, which is basically the thoughts that you have that you're not aware of, and your non-conscious mind, which is those thoughts plus all the spiritual experiences, which are huge, vast amounts, they are continually still on, and your conscious mind is kind of left out of it. So we want to strengthen that when you wake up in the morning on New Year's morning, that, you know, today, that you actually have, the ability to tap into that total awareness of the amazing amount of potential that you have as a human being, and really tap into that source energy of being there. For a lot of people, when I look up, you know, what are the number one leading resolution is losing weight. And the thing about that is, you know, when you think about it, we've been out the night before, we've spent 3 months of Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and now New Year's Eve, and, you know, likely we've been eating more, and, you know, and drinking more, and doing more, and so it's kind of like a difficult place to, all of a sudden you wake up in the morning on New Year's Day, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to lose weight. And the leading weakness for a lot of people about losing weight is that it's actually not weight that you want to lose. It's reduction. You want to actually reduce your body mass and size. And as soon as you say to someone, hey, I want to lose something, many, many, many people, like the vast majority and 88% of the people right now, like that I'm tuning into, are weak to that, losing. Loser, that, you know, people don't really want to lose things. Think about when you lose your keys, or you lose, you know, money, or you lose a loved one, or you lose something that really matters to you. So the word lose actually triggers people in a very big way. So we just strengthen that, what you're doing. Like, really, the leading weakness here is strengthening that you're calling it what it is. You don't want to lose weight because you don't want to find it again. You know, that's what you call dieting. What you want to do is you want to reduce your body mass and size. And so we call it that, and then our body, everything sort of becomes more in alignment. Oh, okay, what we're doing is we're reducing. We're not losing and then finding. And then another one that people come up with is getting organized. That's second on the list of, in 2012, what people chose as their New Year's resolution. So when it comes to getting organized, if you get in touch with the perfect holofractographic nature of the universe, which is perfect structure, when you look at, you know, like the human body even, you know, like the cells, you know, every cell in your body also has a digestive system, an elimination system, and then your body has all those systems, and you look at nature, and you look at, you know, the different, pine cones and the different spirals of nature and the different, the way that nature is. You know, even people have a tendency to overlook the fact that, you know, people come out of people. So that actually kind of proves to us that we live in a fractal universe. And so that, you know, there is perfect organization. You can see that anywhere in nature. And so that organization that people will tell themselves that they're not organized, it's actually coming up more of a weakness to being part of organizations that you don't want to be part of. So we just strengthen everybody to have perfect organization, perfect alignment within the body, and then in the physical environment, no matter where you are. What I mean by that is if you are at home in your body and you're in perfect organization in your body, then you can be at home anywhere you go. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, that your physical environment is going to support your goals. So that, you know, whether you're at the office, whether you're at home, whether you're at school, whether you have children going to school, a lot of times what happens is if we have children going to school, it'll trigger memories and residuals of memories of when we were that age and we were at school and the difficulties that we had. And so quite often our children will bring home some of these, it'll sort of trigger these experiences and re-trigger. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that you would feel perfectly organized within your body, and then perfectly organized wherever you go, so that you would have perfect organization of the body, mind, spirit, really strong boundaries, centered, stable, and balanced, and then move that into your physical environment. Many times when I work energetically with people, they'll, you know, if they sign up for a private session, they'll say, I don't know what got over me, but I started cleaning house last night and couldn't stop. And it's because of this it's a natural ability for a human being to be organized. And so we just strengthen that for everybody, that this isn't something that's out of your realm. And then the next one is spend less and save more. And that just sounds like a whole lot of, you know, like not fun. So let's strengthen everybody that instead of spending less, that we would invest more in ourselves. The number one investment that you can have is investing in yourself. So when you're spending money to better yourself, you are investing in yourself, not spending. And you don't want to have a save me account, like where you are so, triggered by the lack and other people's feelings of lack in our society, that you actually are in a position where you feel that you don't deserve to have everything that you want to have, and that you would need a save me account just in case, you know, something really bad happened and you didn't know that you weren't in this place. So we just strengthen that any of the in money that you put out for yourself, that you're going to benefit yourself, you're going to benefit others, and then you're going to also receive that benefit back. So that you win, the people around you win, and the entire universe wins, because you're in perfect alignment with that, giving and receiving. And so we want everybody to be strong, not to just giving, but also to receiving, and in the financial world as well. This is Colette Stephan. Happy New Year's morning. We're just going to take a quick intermission, and we'll come back and clear some more of this energy around New Year's Day and allow us all to ride the wave of our infinite potential into this new year.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Colette Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, And we are clearing a lot of energy around the holidays and strengthening the new year for everybody who's listening in. And, you know, I am so appreciative of my wonderful radio folk here who have made this possible for me. And I would just like to bring Brian on and say thank you to you, Brian.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be working with you on this fine New Year's Day. And Happy New Year's to everybody and to you over there in Canada, my friend.
And Brian, what do you set New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't. But I should.
And, well, see, this is something like when Brian just said he should.
I would.
Why?
That's it.
So we just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, it's a personal choice whether or not you, you know, it's a choice. All the triggers and the issues and the choices around that. If you set a New Year's resolution, actually, interestingly enough, if you do set a New Year's resolution, you are more likely to move towards your goals. And this is something, you know, that I have found is that for a lot of people, moving towards your goals, when you start writing them down or defining them and being really clear about what those goals are, then you can take more consistent steps of action towards moving towards those goals. The thing is that you don't want to be in this place where you're limiting yourself, though. So is there anything that you want for the new year, Brian?
Happiness, health, and full of happiness. That's what I predict.
Okay, so we're just going to really strengthen that, what Brian just said, the happiness that people feel. Dr. Yuen, you know, interestingly enough, told me on two separate occasions that I was the happiest person he ever met. And so the very first time he said that to me, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then the second time I was like, wait a minute, he meets a lot of people. And so the secret, you know, like if you're going to be happy, you want to be really strong to being happy. And then to be not happy, so that if you're not happy, so what? And that if you're sad and then you're not sad, you can let that go also. Also positive, not positive, negative, not negative. You get strong to those extremes, you know, like being happy or not happy, sad, not sad. What happens is you can be neutral anywhere in between, and then you're way more likely to draw what you want into your life. So we can strengthen that for everybody, like just really being able to get to that place of neutrality so that, you know, going after your goals in the new year here has never been easier. There's way, way more beautiful energy on this planet. A lot of times people try and say that, oh, this planet, you know, is going to hell in a handbasket. I've heard people say that. And it's kind of really actually not true information. We're in a time right now where you know, there's a beautiful awakening of a lot of people. I mean, there is like, you know, just a few years ago, there's no way that someone would have a radio show about energetic shifting because everybody would be like, well, that's impossible anyway. So the fact of the matter is there's more and more people that are starting to understand their power. And something that for me is that I've always noticed about people, like, because I talk to so many people from around the world. Quite often I never meet them in person necessarily, but I can feel energy and, you know, tuning into Brian. Brian's a person that does feel a lot of joy and is generally a happy-go-lucky person.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I really enjoy working with you because of that, because, you know, you kind of take the what happens and not take it personally, right?
You better believe it. Exactly correct, Colette.
You know, in the radio business, shift happens, right?
You're right about that. In this business, shift does indeed happen. You got that right, Colette.
And so, you know, some people will take that personally and like, oh, the whole world's against me. Actually, the whole world is for you. And, you know, the world is your oyster. And so we just strengthen that for everybody, realizing that, you know, if you considered yourself, like, to observe yourself rather than just be, like, caught in the emotion of who you are, people would be so amazed at how other people view another person. Sometimes we'll, you know, we'll think, oh, you know, we're not, like, we made mistakes as a parent or we made mistakes at work or we made, and a lot of times the people around us don't even notice. that we made, like, my kids don't know that, you know, they didn't know that I made mistakes until they hit around the age of, you know, teenagers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, they thought I was God. And, you know, like, they really, because I was very much that way. If they wanted something to happen, I would make sure that it happened for them to the best of my ability. But then as they became wiser in life and they realized that, you know, there's things that are going to happen in your life that are not going to necessarily go 100% the way you want. It's not about whether how things are going, it's how you're reacting to how things are going. And so if you have like a happy disposition or a, you know, a neutral disposition is what I would call it more so, so that if it's not happy or if it's happy, that you can remain neutral and you can find creative solutions to fix any problem, then life goes a lot more smoothly. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody, you know, to lighten up to humanity. You know, humanity, there's so much information out there that humanity is heavy and there's so many horrible things happening on the planet. Yes, there are some horrible things happening on the planet, but at the same time, there's some absolutely beautiful things happening on the planet. Like if you just, you know, take a moment to, you know, feel the day and just to feel how great it just feels to be alive, really. And that's not, you know, like all the way down to every quantum particle of your being. If you have that joy and you're connected to source energy, I mean, to that infinite potential and that divine love that, you know, the universe has for us. And, you know, some people call that God, some people call it source energy, whatever that is for you, you know, every single cell in your body can be in alignment with that infinite potential. And the thing that most people do is they underestimate how great they really are. And, you know, one time I was talking to Dr. Ewan and he said, you know, I said, "Hey, how are you?" And he said, "Great." And I said, "Yes, you are." And he goes, "Yeah, I know." And we laughed and he said, "You know, why don't more people say that they're great and not say, you know, I'm fine or I'm okay?" You know, have a great day every day. And so, you know, this being New Year's Day, we strengthen that for everybody that we're moving into this beautiful time in this beautiful way. And I want to thank you, Brian, for, you know, being here today with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And, of course, I always enjoy listening to you every day on the TTR network.
That's so cool. And so for all the listeners, you know, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com or crystallinevision.com. If you want to book in a private session with me, I am, as I said, sitting still. I'm in the process of writing my book and so and really settling into my new home in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This is what we call God's country here. There is no, you know, the beauty around here. There's beauty in every part of the world. And so we strengthen that for everybody that wherever you are, that you can see the beauty in it and feel the beauty of that. And, you know, you can connect with me also through teleconferences. You can find more information out about that. I have upcoming seminars in the new year that I'm really looking forward to coming out with and sharing with people. And just really want to wish all of you that are listening in a very, very happy New Year's Day. And, you know, that let's just strengthen that every day is going to be stronger and more beautiful than this day moving into the new year. Bye for now. This is Colette Stephan on The Truth Is Funny. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Brian.
You've been
been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.